Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Texter writes about the grizzly bear. I'm fascinated by this tuck. It wasn't even a tuck. The bear was playing with him. Like playing with your food? Texter writes, where was his rifle? He didn't have a rifle. He had a gun. He only had a few bullets left. Here's the crazy thing. He'd shot the thing. I know. He'd shot it. You're like, wait, the bear what? Yeah, so there's this idea. It's very politically correct. You cannot say that, you know, an animal, if it attacks you, it doesn't mean anything. You can't hold it against the animal, right? I mean, can't say that. Can't do that. Well, here we go. The grizzly bear tormented him, but didn't kill him. At times, even dragging him down to the river, and it would come back every night. And it wanted access to him, so it ripped the door off. Folks, did you ever see Cujo? This is like, I don't even know, some sort of werewolf movie. Okay, the guy is staying in a shack near a desolate river in the Alaskan wilderness. He works in a mining camp, right? So he gets dropped off there. There's no car. And that's when the bear starts to menace him. Not one time, because, you know, the bear has babies or something, has cubs. Or he wandered into its territory. No, the bear came to where he lived and wanted access to him. So it ripped the door off. And he thought about trying to walk out of there. But he's afraid the bear would stalk him. So he's like, I couldn't do that. So he carved messages like SOS and help me into the top of the shack where he was taking shelter. And the bear would come and try to get him, rip the door off the shack, all that. Anyway, the Coast Guard got him. They happened to fly over. They were taking some scientists out to monitor for dead whales. I guess they wanted to study those or something. And the guy was exhausted, injured from the repeated bear attack. You know what's so interesting about this? The bear just liked to mess with him. They could have just killed him the first night, right? Didn't. At some point, a bear had dragged him down to the river. The bear kept coming back every night, he said. He hadn't slept in days. He had to stay awake. Here's the guy who rescued him with the Coast Guard. You could tell he was starting to come off the adrenaline, I think, and started to realize what had happened when they finally got him in. This went on for days. Talk about playing with your food. Yeah, and you shoot your food and it doesn't affect it. Crazy, right? Anyway. Texter writes, so calling a shark is racist. Something like that's the equivalent in the animal world. Which is nuts. Texter writes, Tara, I really appreciate when so-called experts tell me how the majestic predatory fish, not a fish, feels. A bear killed a woman recently, and 100% of the comments blame the woman for the encounter with the majestic predatory mammal. Yeah, there you go. Majestic predatory mammal. All of the people making comments are bear experts, of course. Yeah, it's all very twisted out there. All the wrong people getting the blame. Meanwhile, speaking of all the wrong people getting the blame, but keep your eye on what is going on right now. They want to get the COVID regime back down on you. They want to put it back down on you. And they have been amping this up, and they have been having this parade, the steady drip of so-called experts on CNN and these other places to talk about, we got to bring the mask back. You need vaccine passports. We're going to have to control your movement. You're going to have to show us your papers. We need all of this. Okay. It started last week with Dr. Leanna Wen, who was born in China, by the way, on CNN, talking about how we need to make life hard for the unvaccinated. I'm completely confused by this. Either your vaccine works or it doesn't. If it works, what do you care? What is the obsession? But here's what she said.
And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take for us to actually end the pandemic.
That was her last week on CNN. They're doubling down now as Joe Biden considers whether to mask everybody up. So she's saying, well, what we got to do is we have no way to tell the members of our religion from the other. I mean, we have no way to tell the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, she says. So we need indoor masking for everyone. Again, why? Why do you need a mask if you are vaccinated and the vaccine works? Could someone, if you can find anyone answer this question, please send it to me. Either it works or it doesn't. Make up your mind. Here she is yesterday. She's back on this.
If you're going to the grocery store and the grocery store.
Oh, by the way, and this is on CNN. So this is a campaign on CNN.
If you're going to the grocery store and the grocery store doesn't have the capacity to enforce some kind of proof of vaccination, then they have to say that indoor masking needs to apply because we don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. The same thing for schools. Schools, you can't expect the teacher in every school to be asking, well, you're not wearing a mask, so are you vaccinated or not? And so if that's the case, everybody should be wearing masks. But I could imagine there are already concert venues or workplaces that are saying, right, if you are not vaccinated, you can't come, or you have to get a negative test. And that's what's needed in order to really incentivize vaccines at this point.
Wow. So this is where we're headed. They want to get the mask back on your kid. They do. Meanwhile, folks, some of this rhetoric coming out of the mainstream media, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to it. It is really frightening. I mean, these people are nuts. The way they talk. It started with, did you hear this week, to deprogramming? Deprogramming. Okay. Deprogramming is what Marxist societies do to those who don't follow the traditional political line. And they have fanned out across the media to call for supposed Trump members to be deprogrammed. Because somehow, some ways, you know, if you don't want to take the vaccine, somehow that's the Trump people's fault. Folks, do you know where, like, the number one site that people are posting with anti-vax stuff? Do you know who puts it out? A Kennedy. He's a Democrat. It's called Children's Health Defender. If you read it, you'll be like, wow, okay. Yeah, because he's a big pro-global warming guy. He's very liberal. This is coming from both sides of the aisle, but they're pretending it's not because they want speech crackdowns. So here's that. This is Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson and Nicole Hannah-Jones, who has spread a lot of fake information herself about American history, 1916 Project, the woman who has got her programming in schools now as curriculum, saying you need to be deprogrammed.
We have, there are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed. Do you have any idea how we start that process, even much less complete it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a journalist. I certainly don't know how we can stop people. I know we can look to history, though. What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences. And then once you get those consequences, I think then people have to take a second look at their actions, and they have to be much more afraid.
And that was just the beginning. Then Mika on MSNBC, that was CNN, MSNBC jumps in. Time to deprogram Trump cult members.
The greatest tragedy is, of course, that this all could have been prevented with a 5-minute vaccine. But that fire hose of falsehoods has been spewing propaganda and lies for well over a year. And it's time to turn that spigot off. It's time to deprogram the cult leaders. It's time we do whatever we can to save their lives.
Yeah, but I mean, this is just silly rhetoric, right, on a couple of cable TV stations. I mean, they're not actually talking about arresting people for what they think are the... Wait a minute. Here's CNN again. No, I'm sorry. MSNBC again. Frank, this guy is one of the scariest they bring on. He terrifies me every time I see him. Frank Figluzzi, former FBI assistant director for counterintelligence, on how it is time to begin arresting, not Democrats, Republicans in Congress for thought crime. Not for actually physically doing anything criminal, but for inciting the what? The cult.
Look, Chris Wray testified publicly on the Hill that what happened on January 6th is domestic terrorism. What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. Mm-hmm. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
Wow. Arrest Republicans in Congress. You notice he doesn't mention crime there. Not arrest those who've, you know, we found to be committed a crime or somebody broken a law. No, just arrest them. Do you notice how with the other audio, they're not talking about deprogram, but deprogram, that is not a thing that you go through by choice. That is physically something they do to you against your will. Notice they're not talking about doing this in response to any sort of crime or anything. Just wrong thing. Look, they're telling you where they're going. Somebody ought to listen. These people are not, they say we're crazy. We don't talk like this. We wouldn't dream of doing this. We don't. There, you can't even point to me one single Republican or conservative out there who is a major talking head anywhere who's ever so much as even wanted to censor a liberal one time. Systematic? No, you can't find it. But they do. And that's what makes them so frightening. And they get worse every week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Joe from Woodruff. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing, Tara?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I was just commenting on that guy that just said that most anti-vaccine people are white Republicans. No, not at all. I'm Latino locally. I've met a few Latinos that are for Trump. We're trying to start a local chapter here to get that going. And originally we're from Texas. There's many Latinos down there that are against vaccines, and we're against the Biden administration. We're all for Trump 2024.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's great, Joe. By the way, where are you from? What's your country?
Originally Texas. Right now I'm in Woodruff.
You're in Woodruff, yes, of course. Which, if you've been through there, is its own wonderful country. Thank you, Joe, for your phone call this morning. That's great to hear. You're not alone, by the way. Not at all. This is interesting. Did you see this survey of practicing physicians? This idea that the only people who don't want the vaccine and aren't convinced by it are the Trump supporters, and they're kind of nuts. No. A June 16 online survey, just now published, by the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons in Tucson, Arizona, said nearly 60% of over 700 both retired and practicing physicians said they were not fully vaccinated. So they either hadn't been vaccinated or they just had one shot and they weren't going for the second one for whatever reason. This contrasts with the claim by the American Medical Association that 96% of practicing physicians are fully vaccinated. That was based on 300 respondents. That particular one. This was based on 5,300. So interesting why this has happened. So 60% either not vaccinated at all or not fully vaccinated. According to the survey, unvaccinated physicians had made their decision based on their assessment that the risk of taking the shots exceeds the risk of the disease, which makes sense if you're young. It does. This is what drives me nuts about this. If you're older, might make sense. Dad was going to get it. And I said, yeah, sure. Go ahead, get it. Does this make sense for my 12-year-old? No, it does not. Does it make sense for a perfectly healthy 32-year-old physician? No, it does not. Their risk is less than dying of the flu. Of the 5,300 in the survey, 2,548 said they knew about at least one associated adverse effect of the vaccine, which included death, amputation, paralysis, stillbirth, menstrual abnormalities, blindness, seizures, and heart issues. So there you go. Want to jump on this too? We'll get into this in the next segment. I'm going to do this in every hour. The CDC has just made a shocking admission. We've been talking about the huge jump in COVID deaths reported to VAERS. Well, the CDC has finally addressed that. I'll tell you what they said coming up. As we roll into the Olympics today, going to see people born as men competing against people born as women. The whole new definition. And I'm wondering if it's going to stick, folks. I'm fascinated by this. Whole new definition of what it is to be female. And it's not a fair definition either. Female is now, not the obvious things at all, it's a testosterone level. It has been broken down to a testosterone level. But wait. UK Daily Mail nails this, pointing out that depending on the sport, from running to weightlifting, in order to participate, if you were born a male, you have to get your testosterone level down to a certain level. You can't compete, right? We had a runner from the U.S. who was excluded because he couldn't get his testosterone level down. Well, they realized men can't get their testosterone levels down and keep them down because you got to keep it down for a year. They can't get and keep their testosterone levels down for that long. So they had to set it higher. Wait, what? That's right. So if you are in weightlifting, as long as you get your testosterone down to 5 times what a woman's testosterone level will be, you're fine. For running, it's 3 times. Wow, that is a massive advantage. And it is. The Liberal Economist just published a study, which it was 2 studies, but a series of studies. Article about them anyway. They analyzed the effects of reduced testosterone on the male body. It does cause a tiny amount of muscle loss, about 5%. But the male retains the rest of his muscle, giving him even the liberal economist admits, a massive advantage, particularly if he's lived as a male for a significant amount of time past puberty. So again, let's look at what is the male upper body strength advantage on average over women? I know this goes shocks to me that men and women are different. It's shocking. If this is disturbing you, you may want to turn the radio off. It's on average 50%. So if you reduce your muscle mass advantage by a mere 5%, can anyone do the Common Core math there? That's a massive advantage. Lower body strength. Men average 60% more than women. Yeah. Men have those big muscular legs, most of them. Compared to women's, I mean. Got a lot of muscle there. You could see it. You can see it right there. So reduce that by 5%. Massive advantage. Even the economist admits it. But we're going to pretend. And a great question was asked this morning in Real Clear Politics. Given the legal arguments that are now being made to allow males to participate in female sports, should women's sports even exist? Great question. And if you use the arguments that a judge just used in West Virginia, the answer is no. Women's sports should not exist. They're discriminatory. It should just be sports. And when it's sports, given the massive advantages I just talked about, it's only going to be male sports. That's it. I mean, there might be a couple of sports, I don't know, like gun shooting or something like that, that men and women could both compete in. Okay, maybe equestrian events or something like that, sailing, or, well, probably not even that. But that's it. Women are done. Check it out. Charles Lipson, he's not wrong. He writes, given the left's arguments that they are now making in court, if those are the arguments that we're going to embrace as a society, women's sports can't, separate women's sports cannot exist anymore because the gender differences cannot be allowed to exist and be acknowledged in our society. And that is exactly what Biden's one of his first executive orders does. It erases any acknowledgement legally, makes it legally forbidden to acknowledge any differences between the genders. Well, female sports itself is an acknowledgement of differences between the genders. Now, here's what I'm talking about. This is what's so alarming. And this is exactly where we're going, folks. No more women's sports. Can't have it. Just sports. Well, they did it with the Boy Scouts. It's just scouts. Headline, federal judge blocks transgender youth sports legislation. They're going to start doing this, okay? So West Virginia was one of the states that said, nah, you can't do this. We're not letting boys participate in girls' sports. Not because we're prejudiced or anything, or we're making a moral statement. They did not ban, by the way, girls, biological girls, from participating in boys' sports. You could do that all day long in West Virginia. So this is not a moral commentary on transgender kids. It's not. It's just simply saying they are strength differentials. This is not fair. So this 11-year-old, born a boy, transitioned to a girl by the name of Becky Pepper Jackson, who wanted to try out for the girls' cross-country and track teams. Okay, so the judge throws the law out, says Pepper Jackson is a victim here. Now listen to why. Why? The ruling has nothing to do with strength or physical differences. In fact, the judge rules you cannot consider them or you are discriminating under the 14th Amendment. Okay, if that is the case, folks, we can't have girls' sports. Listen to what he writes. Judge Joseph Goodwin. This is exactly where they're going. Quote, a fear of the unknown. So the reason supposedly this boy who's now a girl can't play. It's not because there's no difference. Kids, no difference. You are absolutely discriminatory if you say so. He writes, a fear of the unknown and discomfort with the unfamiliar have motivated many of the most malignant harms committed by our country's governments on their own citizens. The judge wrote, this is why he's throwing the law out. Out of fear of those less like them, the powerful have made laws that restricted who could attend what schools, who could work certain jobs, who could marry whom, and even how people can practice their religion. Recognizing that classifying human beings is a way in ways that officially sanction harm is antithetical to democracy, the states ratified the 14th Amendment. So to draw a distinction between males and females here is a 14th Amendment violation. So what he's saying is no, it's no distinction. This is, and he compares it to race. He said this is exactly what happened when black people were denied the right to sit at the lunch counter, have the same water fountains, all of that kind of stuff that we did that there. That's the example he uses. And then says now that we're doing this with transgenders, we're drawing a difference between them. It is discriminatory. Well, if that legal argument holds, and they just used it to throw out West Virginia's law, he's right. Women's sports should not and cannot legally be allowed to exist. It can only be sports, which means it's going to be male sports. And occasional women's kicker will find their way onto the field. But that's it. It's over. Just sports. Just sports. If drawing a distinction, as this judge is saying, is a 14th Amendment violation between male and female, and that's what the Biden administration has argued, well, girls' sports done. All of it banned. Has to be. Can't do it any other way. Which is exactly where they're becoming left. Clear the left's ambition is much bigger than we thought. Not just integrating women's sports with transgender men, but ending women's sports entirely in favor of just having sports. If this argument wins, they could get this through court packing if they were ever able to get that, God forbid. Women's sports is done. So let me tell you what just happened here. All over the country, states have passed laws specifically banning biologically born boys from participating in girls' sports. Not the other way around. Girls can still participate in boy sports. So they're making this argument not on moral grounds, but on the grounds of physical advantage, right? Well, a liberal judge just struck down West Virginia's law. Florida's will probably be next. Now, listen to the argument here. Because this very argument, if this were to hold sway, if this were to win the day, you couldn't have separate sports for girls. By barring BPJ, that's the 11-year-old transgender girl, born a boy, transitioning to a girl, by barring BPJ and other girls who are transgender from participating in school athletics, the high school discriminates on the basis of sex and transgender status in violation of the United States constitutional and United States Constitution. So what they're saying, think about what they're saying there. This judge is saying, no, you cannot discriminate in who you take to play any particular sport on the basis of sex. Well, that's the end of women's sports. It's done. Because, like I said, then it's just sports. And what's sports going to be? Sports going to be the best athlete. They're all going to be male. With a couple of exceptions. Again, you know, maybe competitive shooting or something. Women have a slight advantage there. But other than that, no. You have to see women in sports. This is where we're going. If you want a position on the team as a woman, you have to get the man's permission. You do? We're back there. Well, if a man doesn't want it, you can have it, I suppose. This is alarming that this is used. So they're not just, they're literally saying you cannot discriminate in who you take on a sporting team based on gender. Wow. Or transgender status. So it's not just transgender status based on gender. And the women's sports. And why not? This is how they ended the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts all but done, if you've looked at the membership numbers. Texter writes, Democrats have never been true allies of women. Aye to that. Texter writes, sports once was an escape. Boy, isn't that true? The news once reported. The computer was fun and games. Now it is all merged into the craziness of politics. No escape leads to frustration, and a frustrated people is not a good situation. Wow, that was a profound text. Thank you. I love those. Yeah, we're saying frustrating people. What? We're seeing this now. People going crazy on planes. Have you seen this week? They're attacking everything that moves. They're just losing it and going nuts. Texter writes, the scary part is Russia, China, countries like that are not doing this. They're doing the exact opposite. Texter writes, Tara, there's always sandwich making and laundry. Women's only events. Not even those could be women's only. Thank you, though. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it. By the way, if you want to contribute to the conversation or any conversation, you could text me at 71307 on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line or call me on the Ingalls Marketplace talk line, 800-347-1063.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.